My guest at this time is Indiana State Treasurer Richard Murdoch. He is also a conservative challenger to longtime Indiana Republican Senator Richard Lugar. The primary date in the Hoosier State is this coming Tuesday, May 8th. And after Senator Lugar's been in office for 36 years, he was expected to win a fairly easy renomination, certainly, and probably reelection. But a funny thing has happened on the way to the primary ballot. Mr. Murdoch has closed the gap considerably, and in some polls, he's actually ahead by as much as 5 points. He joins me now to talk about what the difference has been over the past several weeks and months in this campaign and how he plans to make a strong finish come next Tuesday. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Great to join you today.
You and I have talked before about how you've run statewide before, so you've got some statewide name recognition. But the thing you've needed to do to this point is explain to Republican voters why you believe it's time for Lugar to go, in addition to why you think you'd be a better senator. What's been the heart of that message?
Well, the heart of that message has been almost self-evident, which is Senator Lugar's grown out of touch with the people here of Indiana. You know, he has, as you mentioned, spent 36 years in Washington, D.C. He moved out of the state, and I mean that physically, literally moved out of Indiana in 1977, hasn't owned a home or residence here since, and recently filed suit to make the argument that the state of Indiana couldn't require him to live in Indiana. And that sent a shockwave as to how disconnected he's really become from Hoosiers.
He certainly has also turned on the ad machine over the past couple of weeks. My inbox is flooded with his material. And he says that despite the case that you're making to voters that you're not the conservative you portray yourself to be, he says you're a fan of earmarks, says you've gambled on junk bonds as state treasurer. How do you respond to some of the allegations coming at you in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I'll tell you, the last couple of weeks, I think it'd be easy to put those in the basket of last acts of a desperate incumbent, because the stuff he's been throwing out there every day, he's trying to find something new that'll stick, and people are smart enough to understand the truth. You know, his criticisms of my actions as state treasurer, somehow he overlooks the fact in this time of record low interest rates, we've earned over $1 billion in interest for the state. He's criticized junk bonds I've supposedly bought as part of a pension plan. And in fact, that pension plan, that very plan, was just nominated as one of the three best public pension plans in the country, because last year it returned 19.4%. So he's grabbing at anything, trying to make something stick, and the polls show it isn't.
Also in the past few weeks, sir, you've mounted an avalanche, really, of conservative endorsements from Sarah Palin to Club for Growth, which has been behind you for a long time, National Rifle Association, American Conservative Union, and so forth. On the one hand, those are definitely solid conservative organizations for the most part. On the other hand, they're not really based in Indiana. So for the most part, are they a big help or not so much?
Oh, it's helped tremendously, tremendously, because as Mr. Lugar likes to attack me, too, he likes to say Murdoch's being helped by these outside special interest groups. Well, I'll confess there is an outside special interest group. It's called conservatives. All around the country, people are recognizing this race is for the heart and soul of the Republican Party inside the United States Senate. We're either going to have the go-along-to-get-along types, and by the way, recently Mr. Lugar was endorsed by Arlen Specter, which kind of defines where he is on the line of conservative to liberal, versus a true conservative like myself. You know, we are seeing a lot of people make those endorsements. I might add to the list that you mentioned, Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, people who want to see the party move more to the right, more conservatively, especially in the areas of fiscal responsibility. And so we welcome those endorsements.
What's your message closing home here? We've talked about what has gotten you to this point of being neck and neck and maybe even a little bit ahead of Mr. Lugar into the final days here. As you consolidate and condense your message for voters in the next 3 to 4 days here, what is it?
Well, the whole issues, all those issues, obviously people can look at richardmurdoch.com, but in just that elevator speech little burst, number one, we have to reduce the immoral level of debt we are carrying. Number two, we have to get the jackboot of federal regulations off the necks of small businesses so we can have an economic recovery. And number three, we have to change the tax code in America so that we're not just taxing the creation of wealth, but taxing consumption. Because almost half of all working Americans now pay no income tax. They don't care how big government gets. And we've got to have everybody involved with government and conscious of how big this government is.
Sir, I know it's going to be a very busy stretch for you in the next few days. Thank you very much for your time today.
My great pleasure. Thank you, Greg.
Richard Murdoch is the state treasurer for the state of Indiana, a strong conservative challenger to Indiana Republican Senator Richard Lugar. Again, the primary is on May 8th, this coming Tuesday. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.